We're doing Lashot Aran, we're up to page Tef Chaf Hei, V'achar Shetziva B'minui HaDayanim, after Hashem commanded, with regards to appointing judges, V'shafetut Am Mishpat Tzedek, they will judge the nation a righteous justice, Hetchil B'mashu Yoter Ruhi She'yuz Rizim HaShoftim Lo'onsho V'liyasro. So the Torah begins discussing things that should be first on the agenda of a judge. V'hu, and that is, Avodah Zarah, V'animshach Mimena, if we're talking about idol worship, or the things that evolve from idol worship. Even though the way nature works is that you have the root, and then the plant grows, and then from the trunk or the stem, you have the branches, and that's the way things ordinarily go. So then we would think that Hashem would begin by commanding them about idol worship, and then it's derivatives. לפי שמתוך שאיסור הענפים הוא יותר קל, הדבר מצוי ביותר שיקשלו בו בני אדם. The Torah doesn't go in that order because the Torah knows that the branches, the outcomes of idol worship seem more lenient, and so therefore it's more common that people transgress them. מה שאין כן בעבודה זרה עצמה, when it comes to idol worship itself, דמיבדל בדילי אין שמיני. The people ordinarily keep themselves away. You won't find that many people going to bow to an idol. והדבר רחוק שיקשלו בו בני אדם. It seems far out that people would stumble in idol worship. כמו שנרמז בפרשה, כמו שנפרש עוד, as you see in the parasha itself, the Torah says, ודרשת היטב, seek it out diligently. Not so obvious what's idol worship. When I was a kid, so when we'd go hiking, you'd have the markers along the path, and I'd see people putting a stone by the marker. And I always wondered, what are they doing? Why are they putting a stone by the marker? So I asked, and they said, it's the way of the hike. Every hiker puts a stone. So I said, is the logic that eventually you'll have a pile of stones, and then people will see the marker on the ground? What's the logic? I never knew. And then, this past week, I came across a commentary that explains the idol worship of Marculis. When I was a kid, they taught us Marculis is an idol that they put two stones, one stone on top, and you throw a rock at it. And we always, as kids, we'd say it was like bowling. That was the idol worship. And we'd ask, are you allowed to go bowling, or is that Marculis? No, it's not Marculis. Okay, fine. It always seemed funny to me. What's this idol worship of putting a rock by an idol? Throwing a rock at an idol, that's idol worship. And then I saw, for the first time, I learned it once before. I didn't notice it. I must not have read the French, that Marculis was once called the marker. And the way Marculis was they'd establish on the path the shape of a man by sometimes simply putting two rocks and one rock on top, and there was a way that they'd make it pointing so that when people would come to a fork in the road, they'd have an idol that was pointing which way was the right path to go on. That's where the term marker came from this idol which we call Marculis. And a way of showing appreciation to the idol that it showed you the direction was to add to Marculis by putting a rock by it or throwing a rock to it. So when I saw that, I said, wow, I was always asking as a kid when they take us on these hikes, why are you putting a rock by the marker? And people would say, I don't know, it's the way of the hike. That's what hikers do. And I never did it because it seemed silly to me, so I didn't do it. Chazal tell us, you want to know, when you see something, you want to know if it's you want to know if it's pagan? If you see people doing something that's not logical, if there's no logical reason for what people are doing, you should know it's rooted in an ancient pagan custom. So it shocked me. This week I learned about something which for years I didn't understand why we were doing it. That's what the Ran is saying. There's the idol worship. How many people are going to go looking for an idol to bow to it? Then there are things that are derivatives, which people might not even notice. That's why the Pasuk says, V'darashtai tev, check it out. You have to really look after things. Rambam says when babies were born, there was a custom, they'd wave them around the candle. Says Rambam, that's a derivative from the ancient custom of passing a baby through fire, through molech. There was a belief that if you pass them through fire after he's born, then he'll be protected from fire. That was an ancient, so to speak, I'm serving him to the god of fire before he has to go through life. That was molech. Sometimes the baby was scorched a bit, sometimes not. Sometimes he was burnt to smithereens. Different customs, different opinions on how you serve this molech. There are more, as we've discussed in the past. So Ran says, the Torah begins with the judges and tells them, worry about idol worship. But it doesn't begin with the most difficult forms of idol worship, because that you don't find people doing. It begins with its derivatives, because that's more commonplace. Yes? No, but nonetheless, a person should pay attention. There are things that people do, and you start asking yourself, why do we do that? And if you don't know, so Chazal say, many customs date back to pagan customs, and that falls under the heading of don't go in the way of the Amori. The idea is you're coming, you don't know why the Amori are doing it. You don't know where this custom comes from. Okay, don't do it. The second Ari was waiting, yeah.
So with regards to the whole Marcus topic, and you're hiking, and you're not aware of this, you're not doing it just because it's a custom, but you do get to a fork in the road, or you do want to make the trail marker more visible, more obvious, or you want to block off a path that isn't the right way. Put rocks there in order to symbolize that. Obviously, you're not doing it, in the name of Marculus or anything. You may not even know what it is. Now that you do know what it is, would you have to go and find maybe branches or something to block off the trail or make an arrow as opposed to using stones? Now that you know that using stones to mark trails is associated with pagan.
Again, what they did was they'd have even three rocks that directed down a path, and they worshiped those rocks, and they added rocks to that pile as a way of worshiping the rocks. You're saying, can I set up an arrow with rocks? Can I set up a direction that's not Marculus? I'm saying that when there was a marker, even a sign on the ground, so there was this custom next to the marker to put a rock. And that custom, I never understood why hikers did it. And it sounds like it might even be that we call that a marker dating back to Marculus. Because Marculus, I don't know what the word marker in Latin means, but Marculus was anciently called a marker. That's what I found this week. And that it was considered an idol that was pointing people in the right direction. To say now that I can't make an arrow or I can't use rocks to point in a direction, that's not the idea. Okay. Yes?
A question off topic, but it's really off topic. Someone who puts a rock as a symbol of idol worship, just a rock. Now, if someone comes and doesn't realize that rock is used for idol worship, that rock is.
It's more complicated than that. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses a rock being used for idol worship. Whether you did an act, how you make it. It's a long answer. If you want, on a Thursday night, we'll discuss it. It depends what was done. No. Yes. Deserves a long discussion. It's not a 1 second answer.
Friday night.
Yeah. It's a long discussion. But I would stay with what you thought. Let's just finish the paragraph. Ve'ezir shelo nita ilan ma'arabayit. So right after the commandment to establish judges, the Torah warns us, don't plant trees on the Temple Mount on Harabayit. Afilu shelo lovdo, even if you don't intend to worship those trees. Ve'afal pi she'en ba'davar otzmo isur klal. Even though technically, what's wrong with planting trees up there? Mimnei shayu ha'mori inosin ken be'batei avodah zarah shelen. The way the Emori would have a house of worship is they would designate trees by the house. And that was a way of showing where the house of idol worship was. Sometimes they'd worship the tree. Sometimes they'd worship an idol that was buried under the tree. But this was all part of their pagan customs. Tzivanu, so the Torah commands us, kedei litrachek mehem shlo naaseh kemaaseihem, to distance us, that we should not behave like them. Lefi shedimyon charushei ha'deot yishvei ha'dvarim shenigleihem domim, because people don't always have the intellect to discern. And when something seems similar, people think it's the same. Even though it might be totally different. When we plant a tree to make the Beit HaMikdash area beautiful, we don't have any intention of idol worship, etc. Torah says, I'm not interested. If this is the pagan way of designating a place of worship, on my Temple Mount, I want no trees, says Hashem. Don't plant any trees next to the Beit HaMikdash because people might confuse it. For the same reason, Hashem says, I don't want you making altars of these big stones anymore. Even though in ancient times, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, their altars were made of a big slab of stone. That was their matzeva. They would take a large stone, and that's what they'd use as an altar. Hashem says, I don't want that anymore. As Moshe Katav Rashi Zal, as Rashi in his interpretation explains, Mipnei she'emoriim ayu nogin ken l'avodah zarah, being that it became a pagan custom in Israel, Hashem says, no more altars made of a single stone. Don't make a matzeva. I don't want it. Hashem says, you might have all the good intentions, but to the onlooker it looks the same as the pagan custom. I don't want it. So the first commandment the judges have is about trees, about altars, where Hashem says, make sure the derivatives of idol worship, the people stay away from. Keep the people away from perception, from thinking that the service of Hashem is like idol worship. As the Ran explained, the key factor in Avodat Hashem is, first of all, don't be a pagan. The Torah doesn't attack it at its core because that's not common. The Torah attacks it at its derivatives first because those are more commonplace. They are more easy for people to stumble on. So we'll continue with the mitzvot of judges next.